This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, and the date, 11th of November, has come to symbolize a day of remembrance for servicemen and women the world over who have served in conflict over the past 100 years. The British Academy of Performing Arts is commemorating the anniversary by launching the Poppies Art Series, which will run from this month to November. And kicking off the series is Between the Lines, a musical review that will be showing from the 31st of May to the 3rd of June in Kuala Lumpur. Joining me today are the show's producer, Paul Baker, and performers Melissa Ong and Dennis Yap. How is everyone today?
We're great. Thank you, Shamila. Thanks for inviting us.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what the show is about?
Okay. The show Between the Lines, being the first of the Poppies Art Series, we wanted to set the scene to try to explore what war means to people. Not just people involved in the fighting, but people involved, those closest, wives, families, and so on and so forth, how it changes people, when is war justified, when is war not justified, and what positive and negative experiences do we take away from that. So that was the thing. So we can set the scene for particularly a younger generation of Malaysians who maybe haven't experienced a conflict in the past, to really get them to start to think about the people that are involved, the people who have made the sacrifices, and to gain a little bit of an understanding as to what that process is like. So that was how it started off, and it's now developed into a wonderful show. Not all negative by any sense, some very uplifting moments, but that's the general concept.
Now, I know I introduced you as producer and Dennis as the performer, but I understand that the both of you had a larger hand in the production as well. You both came up with the script?
Well, actually, Paul and the director, Michelle, they came up with the concept first, and then Paul wrote a draft, and he put some of his personal experiences into the story and all that, and then Michelle brought me in as well as a scriptwriter to edit and elevate, and, you know, we just creatively worked, because it's a workshop process, you know, it's a fresh, original script, so we have to collaborate side by side to kind of bring out the story and focus on what we want to talk about, what can be talked about and what is necessary, because sometimes you want to put a lot of things in but it may not work, and so that was the process in which we collaborated.
And Melissa, at which point in this process did you come on board?
I come in as a performer, like what you say, but it's actually a musical review, so I'll be singing songs from different musical, but in the aspect of like Between the Lines, because Between the Lines we have a special script, the script that focus on human aspect, for example, like love, family, yourself, and also your friends. It's that type of aspect, and then we add in songs that can bring out the flavor of the whole musical.
So the show is essentially a musical review, but it's also scripted. It tells the story of a soldier. Could you tell me a little bit more about what the story itself is about?
Yeah, essentially, it explores a soldier's life. And it's important to stress at this point that we're not focusing on any particular war. There are songs in the show that come from the French Revolution, from the Vietnam War, from the Second World War, and so on and so forth. So we're kind of suspending chronology, if you like, in the sense that we're exploring the elements of it without focusing on it. So we look at this soldier who is perhaps getting on in years and is maybe reaching the end of his days, maybe his sanity, and he's looking back at some of the experiences. And we're never sure at any given point whether he's there or whether he's remembering. Perhaps you'd like to elaborate, Dennis.
Yeah, I would say that it's seen through the perspective of this soldier, and as he tells his story, he's also, the journey of this particular story is that he's looking for, and he's hoping to be reunited with his loved ones after the war. So through that journey, as he explores that, his search for his loved ones, that's when also the the stories are highlighted. That's why the songs are, don't necessarily belong to one war or whatever, because the cast, which they're wonderfully cast and all that, when they sing the song, it, she highlighted that it brings the flavor to the story. But it's more than that, because it also tells the story. So the song actually, the way it's selected, actually helps tell the story and guides you through the whole narrative from beginning to end.
So what we haven't specifically said, of course, is that, Dennis, you're playing the soldier.
Yes. Yes.
And what is that? What has that experience been like?
Crazy.
Thank you. Yes, crazy.
Psychotic?
I wouldn't say psychotic, but it is overwhelming in a very good way. I think for me, the challenge was to step away as one of the writers and to trust my director, Michelle, to be able to guide me and to see the script in a fresh perspective and to work with these, what they bring, what by they I mean the performers, what everyone else brings to the material, to the songs, to each scene, what the choreographer brings, because when she puts together the scene, the stage, the movement, we're not talking big dancey moves and all that. Sometimes there are big dance moments, but sometimes it's just a little flick of a finger, and that means so a big difference. And to take that on and then reinterpret the script that I've written and to see from those different eyes, that is a challenge. But it is, I'm hoping, we're hoping that it will come across to the audience and we can share a meaningful experience together in the theatre.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other performers that we'll be seeing on stage?
We have Tria Aziz, mm-hmm. one of our kaka in theatre. And we have Kai Chalmers. Mm. And also we have Joshua Gui. Yes, and one of our choreographer is Carrie Ann. Mm-hmm. She is one amazing choreographer, because Michelle was telling us, okay, you guys will not speak. You guys will tell the story with the song. And how will you only sing the song and tell the story? So Carrie Ann actually added, like what Dennis say, added movements, even just a flick of the hand or just a blink. Mm-hmm. That is the way of telling a story with the choreography, which is really good.
The other thing that, as well as the well-known actors, we also have a fabulous ensemble. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. some of those ensemble are actually senior students on, because I'm also the principal of the British Academy of Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. Some of those ensemble are senior students in the musical theatre programme that we run, because we're passionate about giving students the opportunity, if they're good enough, to work alongside professionals. And it's something that I do quite a lot of, and it's in the UK it's phenomenal, the way that it inspires these young students to really step up their game by working with, you know, seasoned professionals like Melissa and Tria and so on and so forth. So it's really heartwarming to see that.
How big an ensemble are we going to be seeing?
It's around 20 in total.
15 and then...
Well, 15 plus 5.
Five of us and then the 15. The 15. So the whole company is 20.
And Melissa, in terms of the singers, are you actually playing characters or are you singing?
Well, we have characters. It's not just character. Because like for me, I'm playing the love aspect for the soldier. Mm. So love aspect is a huge aspect. So I have different characters throughout the whole journey.
What are some of the songs that you'll be performing? What are some of the other musical numbers that we'll be seeing in the show?
Well, we've got an amazing selection. I suppose the earliest one would be This is the Army, Mr. Jones, by Irving Berlin, and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Mm. And then we go right through to an original number that I've written, which I'm privileged Tria is performing for the first time, right up to 21 Guns, which is a David Bowie, and we've got, you know, rock bands sort of kicking it. And, of course, Do You Hear the People Sing? Very topical at the moment.
From Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Yeah. So a really good selection, some ballads, some really upbeat stuff. Mm-hmm. Music
contemporary
from
musicals.
Yeah, musicals like Hamilton and Dogfight. Mm-hmm. So really exciting music, great. You know, not easy, but great songs.
And what are some of the songs you are singing specifically, Melissa?
Well, my favorite would be Movie in My Mind by Miss Saigon. Mm-hmm. Because Miss Saigon is my favorite musical. So Michelle, which is our director, she got away to get me. It's like the first thing she called me, it's like, Melissa, I watch Ola Bola and come to Between the Lines. I'm like, okay, so what do I have to do? You just got to sing. I'm like, what song is it? Movie in My Mind, Miss Saigon. I'm like, yes, sure. I'll do it. When's the rehearsal?
But she also sings other songs along throughout the musical. Come to a Party.
Come to a Party.
And do you get to sing, Dennis?
Yes, I do. But I won't say which song. You know, as it is, it's like...
So one of the things I was wondering when I was reading through the initial introduction to the show was that something like war and the memory of war and the effects of war is not something to be taken lightly. Mm. So how do you balance this idea of creating something that is both entertainment but at the same time retains the gravitas and the emotional aspect of that story?
Mm. That's quite an interesting question. And Dennis pointed out a couple of things. I started my career in the military, so I've got some experiences of conflict. And there is excitement in war. There is adrenaline. There is fun. Mm. There is partying. There is, you know, on the downtimes. So when we tend to think of the subject of war, we tend to sort of think about trenches and Holocaust and all the negative side of things. But there are very positive things. And, again, a topical at the moment, often, you know, conflicts are there to overthrow tyranny, to reassert democracy and freedoms of speech. And we haven't gone that far. We just had an election. But clearly, you know, those things are noble and they're uplifting and they're things that we should be inspired by. Of course, nobody wants war if it can possibly be avoided. But most people accept there are certain occasions when it's justified. And that's, again, part of the thing that we're exploring within this. So there's some great uplifting stuff. I mean, Do You Hear the People Sing is a war song. And yet, who doesn't love that? You know.
And for Dennis, in terms of playing this character and going through this journey, how do you manage those emotional ups and downs?
Ooh.
You just busted.
Yeah. As an actor, it's a delightful thing. I think... Naturally, I will have to add on to what Paul said, because if you want to talk about war, you can't talk about war without talking about peace. You know, that those two elements come together. And that's why people sometimes have these arguments and all that. It's just who thinks they're right. And then sometimes that doesn't even matter. But because we see this thing as war, soldier, as you said, as the topic. But to me as the actor, I see it as human. So I have this human being here going through this experience with other human beings. And then we have conflicts and we have disagreements. But we also have love and we also have relationships. And at the end of the day, every story is about that. And to find that core of what it means to be human in these circumstances, that can be truly uplifting, memorable, beautiful. And those beautiful moments will highlight both the pain and the joy. You just cannot talk about one aspect of it. So I think for me to balance it all, I have to truly immerse myself in it, trust the people I work with, but also know when it's time to step out of the character and just be myself, but allow myself to be inspired by the whole experience and appreciate that.
I'm speaking to producer Paul Baker and performers Melissa Ong and Dennis Yap, who are all involved with an upcoming musical theatre performance called Between the Lines. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Did someone
Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to producer Paul Baker and performers Melissa Ong and Dennis Yap, who are some of the people behind an upcoming musical theatre performance called Between the Lines. The show is part of the Poppies Art Series by the British Academy of Performing Arts, and we're just about to get into how the Poppies Art Series came about. Paul, you mentioned earlier that the idea was to honour this Day of Remembrance that's celebrated every year in November.
Yeah, that's right. The idea came to me a couple of years ago, in fact, when I was helping out the Royal Australian Navy Veterans Band Tour. And we went up to Buttigieg and did a remembrance service there. And I never knew just how many servicemen across all the races, and in fact British as well as Malays, died in the Malay emergency. And it seemed to me, looking at that and then looking at stuff in November, that the whole remembrance activities within Malaysia in terms of honouring the service was very fragmented. And last November, I was wearing my poppy, and many were coming up to me saying, What's that? Never seen this before. So we decided that it would be a great way, using, although Malaya wasn't involved in the First World War very much, the poppy did spring out of that, as in John McCrae's poem in Flanders Fields. So we felt it was an ideal opportunity to try and do something about that. And we've been in touch with various veterans associations. And so the festival will build up between now and November, and with a series of events, which some are entertaining. For example, the next one we have is on the 6th of July, which is a big band 40s night, fancy dress, the music of Glenn Miller, and that's at Tropicana Golf and Country Club. Then we have a gentle comedy play in October with fellow presenter yours, Patrick Teo, and Thor Kahung, and myself, with Tom Stoppard's one. And then we climax on the 10th and 11th of November with the first ever Malaysian Festival of Remembrance, which has massed choirs of Malaysian international schools, about 200 to 300 of them, full symphony orchestra, some guest artists, again the big band. This is supported by the British High Commission and various veterans associations. And the idea is to raise awareness and money for Malaysian veterans, not necessarily who've been injured but may have fallen on hard times, so that we can as a nation start to say to them, well, you know, you protected us in our hour of need, and now we're going to, you know, repay that debt. And hopefully we can centralise these annual remembrance activities along those sort of lines and focus it in on November. Because most of the Commonwealth does actually use the poppy, does recognise 10th and 11th of November, and for some reason it never kind of took hold in Malaysia. So that's really the thing about it. And the beautiful thing about it is that it's not just the British Academy doing this. Any school, any community, any company who wants to put on any kind of event, music, dance, drama, poetry, if it has a relationship with war, if it's themed, however tenuously, with aspects of war, can drop me an email, and that can become part of the Poppy's Art Series. There's no finance involved, except we do ask them to give a donation to the veterans' charities as part of that. And we'll promote it under the Poppy's Art Series banner and, you know, get everybody thinking along the same lines. So that's really the...
So this is sort of an open call that you're putting out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what do you hope that younger performers like Dennis and Melissa can bring on board to an activity like this? For many people, this might seem something that's quite remote.
Well, that's the whole point, of course. I'm sure that Melissa and Dennis and many of the other cast, going through this process of developing the show and working with this show, have probably started to realise or understand aspects of war and those involved in it that perhaps they never did before. The humour that's involved, that sort of twisted humour that you have to do when you're in that kind of a situation, that juxtaposition between, you know, fear and bravery. Mm. Bravery is not about not being afraid. Bravery is about conquering that all-consuming fear when you're being shot at. Mm. And getting to understand those things, and hopefully the audience that comes to see it, because I know Melissa and the others have a great following, hopefully those young people will come and they will start to get an understanding. And once you have an understanding of it, you can then look on the veterans without being patronising and said, oh, we're giving money to some poor old man. Mm. Actually, we respect what you did because we're now starting to understand a little bit, a tiny little bit, of what you actually went through. Mm. So if that process by the end of this year can have taken place, then we will all be very, very happy.
What were some of your own realisations or new things that you learned along this journey?
Well, I remember the first time being in the rehearsal, because previously we have separate rehearsals and then I didn't see Dennis for a very long time. Mm. And that was a day where we need to do the climax scene where it's very dramatic and all. And I saw Dennis. I don't know why, I just got inspired. And I feel it. We were all crying. We were all angry and furious. And after that, we were talking about it within our cast, and we're like, hey, this is what they've been through. So what's the struggle that we have now in the real life? That is not the big struggle. That is some struggle that we can go through. But in war, you have to go for it. Even though you're afraid, you have to do it. No matter you're a man or a woman, you want to save a country, you have to do it. So that's the type of realization that we get with our cast.
And that's interesting you said save our country, because there were aspects, without spoiling the show, were there aspects that I remember feeling at one moment that I couldn't even, as a person, think about saving my country or being a nationalist, because what's going through my head is maybe in one moment, am I going to be alive? But in another moment, it's more like my comrade or, you know, or the people I love. Or in that very moment, I'm just holding to that idea that I'm doing this so that the people back home can be safe. But I don't have any guarantees. And so that is just the tip of the iceberg. So I think I can safely say that the whole show, with the energy of the ensemble, with all the creativity from the choreographer, the director, the music, everything, it really does tell the story in a way that hopefully will teach younger audiences not to take for granted the inner peace and the outer peace that we have every day.
Paul mentioned earlier that the performance itself is not rooted in a particular conflict. Rather, it provides a more holistic understanding of what war is and has been. But what about in terms of, is it set geographically in a particular place? Does it reflect a Malaysian experience in any way?
You'll have to come to watch the show to find out.
Not.
And for yourself, do you draw on any experiences of being born here? Stories that you might have heard growing up from people?
Definitely. I think one of the main reasons why Paul said that we wanted it to be not just in one particular war or whatever, is that the important point was that no matter where you are in the world, whichever country you're fighting for, whichever war you're fighting for, there is a similar human aspect. And I remember hearing stories of my grandmother having to, during the Japanese occupation, my grandmother having to hide her sisters and all that because they were afraid they were going to be raped and all that, things like that. Or even a more personal experience, May 13th, my father once told me, he remembered the bullets were flying and on the rooftop of an apartment in somewhere near KL. And he was there with his older sister, and they just duck and then, you know, said, you know, you go downstairs. And those are just glimpses of it, you know. So, yes, I draw on stories that I've been told of. But at the end of the day, I approach it as, let's see what this human being is going through, ultimately.
Who is the director for the production?
Well, the director is the wonderfully talented Michel Tanguisier, who I first met in the ensemble of my musical in 2014. She was in the ensemble then. She then went off to study at Mount View Academy of Theatre Arts, which is where I grew up. My mother was a theatre director, and it was fantastic times. I have a huge respect for that. She also heads up my musical theatre programme at the Academy. And this is her first full-length directorial debut. And in fact, Dennis was also with me in The Rising Sun, and we have a little joke that he played a Japanese soldier then. So every time we work together, he's in uniform, you know, which is a bit bizarre. So I've given Michelle very much a free hand in doing what she wants to do, and so far she's doing an amazing job, and I'm very, very proud of her. And again, it's part of that vision of allowing young people to develop and spread their wings, with, you know, under an organisation which has vision at its heart, and she's doing great. So very, very happy with her. Yeah, she's going to go a long way. Yeah.
And was there at all a sort of long-term vision when Between the Lines was conceptualised? Did it come across as part of the series, or did the show happen first and then the idea for the series?
Yeah, because originally all we were going to do was this big one in November, the big Festival of Remembrance, and then it occurred to me that this is alien to Malaysians. This whole poppies and this, and it's very
It's very kind of militaristic in the UK, and obviously in a former colony it's totally inappropriate. And because of this, these issues, we thought, well, we really need to kind of establish some kind of understanding of what all this is about. And then we went back and we sort of hatched out what can we do. And we were always planning to do a musical this year as our first major musical to allow students to be involved with professionals. And thought, okay, well, this is an ideal vehicle to actually really set the scene for the country in this 100th anniversary year of Armistice. So really, yeah, it's a vehicle to start to get people thinking about it throughout the rest of this year. And then the rest just kind of morphed and organically grew from there once we had the team on board.
Ooh, speaking of organically growing, the serendipity doesn't... We're not missing that idea of serendipity, the fact that elections just passed and that we're doing a piece about...
Struggle
and power.
And freedom.
Yeah, freedom. And ultimately freedom. So it was like, oh my goodness, the timing.
In fact, interestingly enough, on election night, I've been here 15 years, so even I stayed up to watch some of it. And people were actually posting the words of Do You Hear the People Sing on WhatsApps and Facebook postings and all the rest of it. And I thought, maybe there's some mileage in that.
But that's an interesting point you make, because in many ways, music and song can be very powerful in creating messages that can be shared across cultures.
Absolutely.
Was that part of the reason why you decided from the start that this would be a musical performance?
Oh, yes, quite definitely. If you look back at, for example, the musical program that we're planning for November, we've got things like Tunes from the Trenches. We've got a tribute to Dame Vera Lynn. And when you look back in the history books and see how music really boosted the morale of the troops in certain circumstances, how they changed the words to make humorous or sometimes quite offensive comments to their officers and all the rest of it. Music has always been an essential part of morale boosting and sometimes... covered in a layer of cynicism or irony or sarcasm to take a poke at, the senior people involved. So it's always formed an essential part of conflict, but to both to inspire, to humour, and to rally.
And Melissa, as a singer and a performer, how do you feel about using song and music to tell some of these more difficult aspects?
Well, I think some words are meant to be told. Singing, like some of the word, it will be very vague if you just say it out. Like what I said just now, that's why in the musical, all the words and all the story are sang by us, and it's fun. I mean, to find a different story in all these musical songs, which are previously set by a certain story. It was set by a certain story, but now Michelle is like, no, take it off.
There's
a brand new song.
Yeah.
You have a brand new script, and you see how you put your character in the song, which is very nice.
So in a way, you're actually recontextualizing the numbers from the original.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Yes.
Were there challenges in doing that? Because, some of those songs are so iconic.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We kind of been through a hard time, especially for Dogfight, because as we all know, Dogfight is about this soldier wanted to get this ugly girl to go for a party. But in this musical... I will not do a spoiler because Dennis is looking at me. It's something different. In a way where no one expected it. There's still fun and humor in it, but it's different.
Even some of the songs that, for example, Josh gets to sing Why God Why also from Miss Saigon, but the way he sings it, the way we move through it, and it is a dance, even if you're not looking at something flying there and here, and the way it's moving, it retells the story in a very different way that fits into our story. So every person is part of this thing,
this
and we
journey.
Have to, we have to bring it together and look at that challenge from that perspective and not be overwhelmed by the fact that, oh no, this is a famous song and all that. No, you bring your creativity to it.
It's fascinating because even the song that I wrote that's in the show comes from a musical which I'm in the process of writing, which is set in 1920s New York Mafia.
Wow.
And yet the song has been, without changing any of the lyrics, has been reinterpreted to show the grief of a mother whose husband had recently died, talking to her son about going off to war. So same lyrics, completely different setting, and yet it works. Yeah. And that's the beauty of all of the songs in here, the way that, generally speaking, Michelle and the cast have managed to actually say, OK, yes, it is that song, and in that musical, what it was written for, it was in this context. But without changing... It would be easy to change the lyrics, but we haven't done that. We've kept the lyrics the same and yet recontextualised it, which has been an incredibly interesting part of the whole process.
So which is each of your favourite number in the show?
Oh, my favourite would be Why God Why? Because, like what Dennis say, the context is different. You hear the song differently and it's so intense, you feel it, you will cry.
Okay, my favourite one is Movie in My Mind. Actually, I have to say, I each song for me, because I have to play the soldier, each song for me means very differently. So to pick one over the other, if I had to pick one, though, is a particular song... I don't think it's sung, but we are all in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the entire cast is a scene is with a song, but the entire cast is involved, and it's
a scene with music.
Powerful.
And you're leaving us in suspense.
Correct.
And not telling us
exactly.
What song.
Exactly.
And Paul.
Oh, you. the trouble is, I've done all of the arrangements for all of the most of the music in it, and. As usual, some of them, it's been tricky. So some of the songs I hate, not because... I don't hate them. I love them all, but they give me a headache in arranging it for the band that we have on the night. Bias-wise, obviously, when I heard my song sung for the first time ever a couple of weeks back, I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's a bit of emotion there. Mm. But I like 21 Guns.
Actually, I love that.
David Bowie, rock song, not connected to a musical.
Yep.
But when we did it yesterday in the band call, I've got this ace guitarist. It was really rocking. It was amazing. So I loved it. I got a real kind of like goosebumps just running it through yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, so fantastic.
It's great. I mean, we're really looking forward to it. It's our first major production. I mean, I've always been involved as a musical director. I've never produced a show before, and it's been very challenging in its ways. And I think in some respects I prefer to be more on the artistic side, asking for the money than saying, no, you can't have any more. but it's been amazing, and I think people will absolutely love it. It may sound a little abstract in some of the ways we described it, but it does have form, it does have structure, and we really believe that people will leave going, wow. We really believe that. It opens on Thursday the 31st of May, 8:30 p.m. And we have the same on Friday night. Saturday afternoon, there's a matinee at 3 and another one at 8:30. And then on Sunday the 3rd of June, last performance at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Tickets are available either by walk-in to the British Academy of Performing Arts in somewhere next to Smell, first floor, or we still have to say that these days, ticketpro.com.my. And there is a buy four, get one free promotion on any of the seats. And they're very reasonably priced. They're from 35 ringgit only. So we're looking forward to seeing all the BFM listeners there.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Shamila.
I've been speaking to Paul Baker, Melissa Ong and Dennis Yap, whose show Between the Lines will be playing from the 31st of May to the 3rd of June at the British International School of Kuala Lumpur Theatre. The show is a part of the Poppies Art Series, which will go on till November. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.